Welcome to the Heroes of Cosplay Sanctuary. This is your host, Scotty B. Friends. Today, we're talking about your platform. We're talking about using it as a soapbox and why, your big why, on why you, is this why? Do you build your platform in cosplay so that you can create a following that listens to what you rant about, that listens to what you are justifying, that you spend more time justifying and arguing with the more followers that you have? So really what ends up happening is you get bigger, you spend more time not engaging with any of your audience because you don't want to anymore because you get sick of the customer service, but B, that you spend a lot of your time putting out the quote-unquote fires on your platform where you either say something that someone doesn't like or you post something and you have these negative comments. I don't care what you like. Most of everything is spam anyways, right? So the things that people say, and like I've had a couple of things that I posted in spaces kind of blow up unknowingly. Like I really didn't think that it was going to matter, or I was just commenting like I normally do. And somehow everything kind of just went a little nuts. And then I see like some of the things like people misinterpret, people don't care, they'll say anything, or they're just like typing and disagreeing with you. And for the first time, I really looked at that and I wasn't like, I didn't get like an adrenaline rush from it. And that, I think that's what happens is a lot of people, especially earlier generations than myself, which I believe there are two now, the earlier generations of myself, they will look at these comments and really take these things so personally, so seriously, delete them, reduce them, reply to them, argue with these people. These people are sliding into DMs and instead of just blocking them, or not paying attention or not caring, you literally click on every single thing like they all have equal value and importance, and you go after the people that are going after or like say weird things. Like you can just not respond and it takes up a lot less of your time and it's certainly your headspace. And that to me is the biggest thing, is it takes up so much headspace to sit there and justify your existence, to argue with people who probably don't care anyways and are just trying to like get a rise out of many people, so because it's a dopamine hit for them. And that's all this really is for a lot of people, is it's just this like check inside of your head. And the problem with this, there's so much that goes into this. I couldn't in a 5 or 10 minute podcast. There are a lot of other places you can go, of course, to figure out what this really does to your brain. It is drugs for our brain. Like it's the new drug. We are addicted to our phones. We are addicted to technology, and that it actually pushes us to create this way. It pushes us to making something out of it. When this started, there were not cosplayers just saturating the internet. There were not makers and creators. The word influencer didn't exist before 2006. I remember this world. I remember a world where you got on Facebook and all you did was talk to your grandma, or all you did was like say hi to your parents, because it was a little easier than going into some, like it was a little easier than calling long distance from college in some instances, if you had technology savvy parents, which I did not. I didn't ever talk to, they didn't even send me emails. So this is the difference. And before, you used to talk on a phone and you used to actually communicate with people and you would actually hang around with people and do all these things. You can't anymore. If something isn't scheduled, if you are not paying for something, like it's just so hard to get a hold of anyone anymore because we are so involved with the dozen things that are going on inside of our phone and things that do not matter to us at all. Like we are so into everything else that happens in this little rectangle. We don't see what's going on outside. Why did you build your platform? That's the question we're asking today. Why did you build it? Did you build it to get on a soapbox? Am I on a soapbox? Sure. Yeah, I guess. It kind of just happens, right? This is something that requires a lot of discussion. And so you have to understand your brand. You have to understand your ideal client avatar. If you have one, if you have an ideal client avatar, you have to understand your avatar, the person or persons that you're going after, to provide them with a service or a product, because that's really what it's about, right? Like that's a thing that I oscillate on this channel, on this podcast, is I talk to you about, why are you building this? You're either building it for fun. You're over here in fun camp. You're over here in hobby camp, which is great. I really enjoy that. I do it myself. This is a hobby channel myself. the other camp is I'm all in on this, and I should be providing a service or a product that helps my audience. Just having them be interested in you, yes, it's fine, but there's just not enough of an ROI. Like, people's interests change, sure, and I think it's just makes people too vulnerable. When you just put your platform out there and, like, you have either nothing into it, like, you have no emotional attachment to anything that you do, it's really just to generate likes and comments, and it's just there as an avatar. You are there as a persona, and it's produced, and it's very without attachment. It's just here's the front of it. This is the wall that I have, and here you go. And I exist. Pay me money. You don't provide a service. You don't provide a product. You provide a personality. You provide some sort of influence on these people for the things that you do. But at the end of the day, it's really just validation that you're after. And I will say these things. Like, it really, it's just, here's the product. The product is me. Validate it. And validate it by signing up for things that, honestly, I'm not sure that many of the, like, I may go into this at some point to, like, subscribe to a bunch of different people and then see if there's really any value add over what they just provide normally, or if there's more interaction, or if there's more engagement, or if, like everything else, it just becomes very unsustainable and that they really don't pay a lot of attention. And when I used to talk about Patreon, which sometimes I do bring this up, the funny thing about people who have Patreons is they do not spend any more time or effort or energy on the paid content than they do on the free content. They keep pumping the free content out at a maddening pace. They engage with the people freely at a maddening pace. The people who pay and the people who are all in on, like, the Patreon, the amount of work that goes in over there, like any or coffee or anything else, it's just a placeholder, and they don't treat it like it's an actual platform where people actually pay them. Like, that's really weird to me. Like, it's all like, oh, well, it's, you know, spend all the money and all the time and all the energy on the hooks so that people get into the pay content, and then once they're there, they're there, and they're not going to stay anyways. And it's a very interesting cycle that goes on. And to me, that, like, this creates a lot of confusion. And I see a lot of confusion about sales and marketing online inside of cosplay. And again, I can say this, I have a $2.5 million budget to balance for marketing and for all of the, technological stuff that happens inside of my company. My name is on everything. So I can tell you from a standpoint of sales and marketing that there is a lot of confusion in this space about what is actually going on. Like, what goes on inside of cosplay and what you're actually providing and why people are following you or not following you, or what your engagement rate is with those people and how you're doing that and how much money you make off of that. Like, it's very, I don't see, like, campaign strategies. I see very few people doing that. I'd say Comic Book Girl 19 does a really good job of this, but there are very few examples that I can give you. There's a lot of ongoing, I have to always be doing the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. There are some people who are very clever about this and who really keep all of the cards very close, and they don't tell you what they're going to do next, but it doesn't seem organized because of that, but it is actually very organized. It's very detailed. It's very planned out. They have everything behind the scenes going like clockwork in order to keep churning out stuff to you. And there's a lot of process. There's a lot of analysis. There's a lot of, like, things that aren't fun going into all of that, because that is a lot of this. A lot of this is tactic. A lot of this is strategy, looking at a long-term picture and understanding why you're building it, what you're building, and what that whole overarching goal, like, what was the goal and how am I getting there and how close am I getting every day? Am I fighting for every single subscription? Is the energy right? Is it very anxious energy, or is it relaxed energy? The more relaxed you are about this, the more you're going to accept it, the more it's going to come into you, and people will listen because they feel that. They feel the change in all of that flow into your platform. If again, this is woo-woo stuff. Like, there's a lot of things going on with this. So it's not just the sale for the sale. It's not just, I exist, pay me. There has to be a why. There has to be a cause. There has to be less soapbox and more value add to what you're providing, if that is the route they're going. If it's fun and it's if it's hobby and if it's a few dollars here and there, great. Maybe that's the whole thing, is you don't even care if people subscribe to you. You just have it out there just in case somebody really wants to. And you'll see what you can get, because a lot of people are like that too. I might be generalizing a little bit, but that they just go, see what happens. No commitment. I don't care. And when people have an expectation for whatever it is that you signed up for, and they don't, you don't meet it, who cares? You never actually put anything out there. You never said, like, here's the bar. Like, no, you didn't set one. So they, you know, it's just buyer beware. But that's, I don't know if that's really a good energy to convey. So I'm not going to do that. I don't have buyer beware mentality. So that is where I'm going to end the episode today, folks. Thank you so much for being here and for being a part of the sanctuary. I've never really said it before, but it does sound kind of fun. This is Scotty B with the Heroes of Cosplay Sanctuary saying bye-bye.